Want a brand new breakfast idea? Then get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Yes, indeed. Try the brand new cereal assortment with 10 individual packages in all. 4 Wheaties, 4 Cheerios, 2 Kix. All top favorites and all extra fresh. Yes, it's fun to take your pick from Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Get that tray today.
And now the Betty Crocker cereal tray presents... The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Barrettito, Britt Reid, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reid in the thrilling adventure of The Woman in Black. 1, 2, 3. Yes, 3 Cheerios, Wheaties, and Kix. You get all 3 in the Betty Crocker cereal tray. 10 separate packages of your 3 top favorite breakfast cereals, all in one handy carton. Each package holds just enough for one good serving. You open a fresh package every morning. Cheerios, Wheaties, or Kix. Try it. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray. Britt Reid, the youthful publisher of the influential paper, The Daily Sentinel, had reached his office earlier than usual to dictate another in a special series of articles opposing a man named Rupert.
And in our editorial opinion, Dr. Rupert's stubborn refusal to deny the accusations that have been hurled against him is a tacit admission of guilt. Type it up, Miss Case, and let me read it before you send it to the composing room.
Check.
Anything else calling for immediate attention? Letters, phone calls?
No, but Mike Axford's still in the outer office with Mr. Jackson.
Tell him to come in. Let's see what Axford's up to.
Very well.
Just a minute, Miss Case. Who is this fellow Jackson?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Reid, but he's young and, well, he looks capable.
All right. Let's have him.
All right, Michael, it's your turn.
Come on in, Jackson. We'll see what Reid has to say. Reid, this is Jim Jackson.
Hello, Mr. Reid.
Glad to know you, Jackson. Sit down, both of you.
Thanks, Reid. Jackson, tell him everything you told me and show him them clippings.
Mr. Reid, I've been around. I've been a private detective, a newspaper man, and a professional soldier.
You're looking for a job?
Yes and no. I've picked my job. I'm after a story. But I want to be sure I can sell it before I stick my neck out to get it.
I thought you'd be interested, Reid. It deals with that Dr. Rupert we've been writing about.
Your paper has taken the stand that he's not to be trusted in a government position where he'll have access to confidential records.
Yes, we've taken that position.
Why?
Dr. Rupert himself may be all right. But he's been seen in company with people who are known to have associated with international troublemakers, foreign agents, and saboteurs.
Mr. Reid, how would you like proof that Dr. Rupert is in direct contact with foreign agents?
Proof?
That's what I said.
How can you prove that Rupert's in contact with enemy agents?
Photograph?
Jackson, if you have anything like that, you'd better take it to the federal authorities.
Wouldn't you like to turn it over to the federal authorities? After you've scored a beat with your Daily Sentinel?
Let me see the photograph.
I haven't got it yet. I'll have to risk my neck to get it. Yeah. And after I've proved I can deliver the goods, I'd like to talk about a steady job.
How do you expect to get such a photograph?
Dr. Rupert is taking guests aboard his yacht for a weekend cruise. For a member of his crew, I know he's to have a midnight rendezvous a couple of miles offshore.
I see. All right, Jackson. Go to it. If the picture is what you say it is, I'll buy it and pay what's fair.
That's okay, Mr. Reid. I know you'll be fair. That's why I want a job with your newspaper.
That night, Jackson guided a small outboard toward a large white yacht that lay at anchor.
when he was still some distance away, he cut the motor, fitted oars into locks, and proceeded as silently as possible. Meanwhile, aboard the yacht, Dr. Rupert and a well-dressed woman walked through a companionway and paused at a stateroom door.
Is this discrimination, or do you plan to have all the guests confined to staterooms?
My dear Pamela.
It's all right, Doctor.
You know, my dear, I'm involved in top-secret affairs. This meeting...
Don't apologize. I'll wait in my stateroom until your meeting is over.
Thank you, Pamela. Thank you for understanding.
There you are, Rupert.
I was just telling Miss Gordon she would have to remain in her stateroom for a few minutes.
I wish you wouldn't mix business and pleasure. I don't like having your friends on board during a meeting as important as this.
But, Croydon, by having guests, the cruise becomes a harmless pleasure trip. Without guests, the newspapers might wonder why I put to sea.
Guests are all right as long as you stick to the stupid ones. But Pamela Gordon is smart.
You're right, Croydon. She is smart. She's too smart to make trouble for me, even if she did suspect the truth.
I hope so. Let's get to the main salon.
Did Tullerton and Derek get aboard without difficulty?
Yes, they're waiting for you.
Here's Dr. Rupert.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen. Glad to see you. Close the door, Croydon.
All right.
Have you any documents to turn over?
I have. I think you'll find they're even more valuable than the last ones.
Dr. Rupert, according to the newspapers, there's a likelihood that you will lose your post with the government.
Don't worry about that, my friend. In my position, a man cannot be dismissed because some of his acquaintances are of questionable character. As long as my personal record is above board, I am secure. Here. See what you think of this document. It's top secret.
Rupert, look, that other door.
Who's that?
He has a camera.
I'll get him.
You missed. Get after him.
As Jackson ran, clutching his camera, he knew that he'd be shot before he could possibly reach the end of the long companionway. He halted abruptly at a door, jerked it open, and stepped into a cabin.
Oh. I have no gun, but this camera case is heavy enough to crack your skull if you try to yell.
Mercy, you are an abrupt individual. Did I hear a shot?
You did. I don't know whether your friend saw me come into this room or not.
Obviously, you were seen.
Listen to me. You're Pamela Gordon. You're Dr. Rupert's friend. Maybe you're lined up with him, but maybe not. Did you know that he's working with foreign agents selling out the United States?
No. I didn't know that.
Maybe you're telling the truth. Maybe not. In any event, I have nothing to lose by trusting you. I took a long chance to come here and get a picture. It's in this camera. I'll toss it under your bed.
Rupert means that. He will shoot.
I know it. I'm a gone goose, but I won't mind so much if Rupert is smashed. You can tell him I threw the camera through the porthole. Then deliver the film to Britt Reed of the Daily Sentinel. He'll know what to do with it.
What makes you think I'd turn against Rupert?
You probably won't. But I'm telling you what you can do, just in case.
Shoot the lock. That's it. I'll get your hands
up. Don't shoot. Don't shoot. He's not armed.
Pamela, you know this man?
I never saw him before a minute ago. He rushed in here and made threats.
So you thought you could hide, huh?
Who are you? What are you doing on this boat?
I came to get a photograph.
You thought you could get away with such a...
I gambled with long odds, and I lost. That's all there is to it. If you want my camera, you'll have to follow it through that porthole. And down to the bottom of the sea.
Who sent you here?
No, wait, Corden. Take him to the salon for interrogation. I'll join you there.
You heard what the doctor said? Get going.
Oh, Rupert, I was so frightened.
You, Pamela, frightened.
Well,
I thought nothing could shake your poise.
Well, after all, he threatened to crush my skull if I made an outcry. Who is he? What was he talking about?
I'll tell you all about it later, Pamela. You stay here in your room until I've finished questioning our uninvited guest.
Later, in her stateroom, Pamela Gordon took the camera from beneath the bed. She removed the exposed film and concealed it.
Then in the case, she found an unused film and tossed the wrapping through the porthole. She placed the unused film in the camera. And then, without warning, the door opened.
Oh, Rupert, I'm glad you're here.
What is that?
A camera. His camera.
He said he threw it out the porthole.
He threw it under the bed.
Why didn't you tell me this before?
Dear boy, I wasn't sure. He came in here so suddenly, slammed the door and made threats. I knew that he threw his camera somewhere, but I didn't see where it went. I thought it was beneath the bed, but I couldn't be sure.
I'll take it. We'll have the film developed when we reach shore.
Might a girl ask questions about the camera's owner?
No.
Oh, Rupert.
We have returned him to the small boat in which he came from shore.
Oh, then he's gone.
Yes, Pamela. He's gone.
What a shame. He might have been interesting.
It was the following Monday afternoon when Lenore Case entered Britt Reed's private office with a copy of the Daily Sentinel in her hand and a curious expression on her face.
Yes, Miss Case?
Mr. Reed, in this edition there's an obscure item on page 2. Right here.
Oh, that. I saw it.
An unidentified dead man found drifting in a rented outboard motorboat.
Oh, what about it, Miss Case?
Michael just came in with a follow-up.
Yes?
The man had been killed by a heavy blow with a blunt instrument. Mr. Reed, he was working for you.
What?
It's the man who called himself Jackson.
He was going to get evidence against Dr. Rupert.
That's right.
Murdered, huh? Well, someone's going to pay for that.
Dr. Rupert's yacht came into port this morning, and one of the weekend guests is waiting to talk to you.
Oh, is that so? Who is he?
It's a she. Her name is Pamela Gordon.
All right. Send her in.
We'll continue our story in just a moment. If you like your breakfast cereal at its crispiest, freshest best, then just you get the Betty Crocker cereal tray. That's the swell new cereal assortment, Cheerios, Wheaties, and Kix, in 10 separate individual packages, all in one handy carton. Each of the 10 packages in the cereal tray is especially treated with an extra heavy coating of wax, a protection which helps seal out air and dampness, thus guarding flavor and freshness. That way, each cereal stays extra crisp and has an extra brisk edge of flavor. Another thing, each individual package holds just enough for one good-sized serving. That means your breakfast cereal remains sealed in its crispness-protected package until the very moment you eat it. Each morning, you open a fresh, new package. Each morning, you have the extra pleasure of breakfast cereal at its crispiest, freshest, most flavorful best. Enjoy this extra keen, crisp breakfast cereal flavor. Get the Betty Crocker cereal tray with 10 separate packages of three top favorite cereals, Cheerios, Wheaties, and Kix. They're extra good, extra crisp, extra fresh. Now to continue our story. Britt Reed leaned back in his chair and faced the sophisticated woman in black, who had recently been one of the weekend guests on Dr. Rupert's yacht.
While I was aboard the Rupert boat, Dr. Rupert had a meeting at sea.
Yes?
The guests were given the impression that the meeting was in connection with Dr. Rupert's confidential work for the federal government. We were asked to remain in our cabin. During the meeting, I heard a shot. Then a man burst into my room, locked the door, and threw his camera and case under the bed.
Then what?
He told me that Dr. Rupert was working with enemy agents and said something about a film that was in his camera and asked me to deliver it to you.
Where is it?
While your friend was being questioned, I had a chance to substitute an unexposed film which Dr. Rupert got.
Where is the film?
In a safe place. I'll give it to you for a price.
Miss Gordon, a man gave his life to get that evidence to prove that Rupert is working with foreign agents.
What do you think my life will be worth if Rupert learns I double-crossed him?
With the film and your testimony, He can be put where he'll hurt no one.
I'll testify, if you'll promise to get Rupert picked up.
It's a promise.
With my testimony, there'll be a murder charge against him. And, Mr. Reed, I shall expect $5,000 for the film.
How soon can you deliver it?
Within an hour.
I'll be at my apartment. The address is...
I know the address. Also, the phone number.
A car stood at the curb in front of the Daily Sentinel building. With Croydon, there was a man whose face was cold and hard.
Start the motor, Gus. Here she comes.
Right. I'll get out so she can sit between us.
Miss Gordon.
Why, Mr. Croydon. Fancy meeting you. What a coincidence. What's the game, Croydon? Am I being followed?
We're going your way. Get into the car.
Dear old Rupert mightn't like it when he hears you threaten me with a gun in your pocket.
Dear old Rupert gave us orders.
Might I ask where we're going?
Your apartment.
What fun.
Get this, Pamela. There's nothing funny about it. The doc had Gus watch you from the time that you left the cruiser. Meanwhile, he had that film developed.
Oh, yes, the film. How were the pictures?
The film was blank.
Oh.
When Gus called to report that you'd gone into the Daily Sentinel building, Rupert sent me to meet Gus and wait for you. With instructions.
What kind of instructions?
Where to get the film that you took out of that camera.
Film I took out?
Don't be evasive, Pamela. It's out of character. You removed the exposed film, put in a new one. You made two mistakes. You didn't put the film in right, and you left some of the tinfoil wrapping in the stateroom. Now, Rupert wants that film. He'll pay for it. He'll top any deal that you've made with the Daily Sentinel.
How do you know I've made a deal?
Because I know you. With you, money talks louder than anything else. You've never missed a chance to cash in, and you wouldn't miss this chance.
Rupert must be desperate.
He'll pay to get the film. You don't give it to him, well, you'll never enjoy the cash you hope to get from the Daily Sentinel.
You and Rupert win. I'd like to give it to you, but...
But what?
I have it.
You've already given it to the newspaper?
Not exactly. You see, I checked the film in the railroad station where it would be safe.
Then give me the claim check.
I can't do that. My friend has it.
Your friend?
Britt Reed of the Daily Sentinel.
Why, you double...
Calm down, Croydon. I'll phone and ask him to bring the check to my apartment.
Britt Reed was in his apartment. He had just finished telling Cato about the woman in black and the camera film in her possession.
Her name, Cato, is Pamela Gordon. An opportunist, if I ever saw one.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
I'll get the phone. Hello?
Hello, Britt. I'm so glad I caught you at home.
Huh?
This is Pamela.
Oh. Oh, yes.
Darling, when I was in your office, I gave you a claim check. Remember?
A claim
the
check?
A claim check for a certain camera film. Britt, I must have it back. As quickly as possible.
I see.
Be a dear and bring it to me, won't you? You know where I live, the Carlton Terrace.
I think I understand.
I hope you do.
I'll be there as soon as possible. You heard my end of that conversation, Cato?
It not mean much.
It was Miss Gordon. She was speaking for the benefit of someone in her apartment. She was giving the impression that I had a claim check for the camera film. Wants me to bring it to her apartment right away.
Well, what you do, Mr. Britt?
She's in a bad spot. Rupert must have learned that she has that film.
Well, perhaps the trouble is of her own making.
Even so, we've got to play the game if we hope to get that film. I'm going to her apartment.
You go as Green Hornet?
I can't do that. I've got to go with Britt Reed. But the Green Hornet may have a part in the program. Let me see.
Got to have a claim check. Almost any kind will do.
Well, I have old one from Waiters and Butlers Club.
Get it. Then get off the mask and equipment of the Green Hornet.
But Mr. Britt, you say...
I'm going as Britt Reed. But you'll be close by with the Black Beauty. I'll give you instructions while we get ready.
A few moments later, Britt Reed and Cato stepped through a secret panel in the rear of the bedroom closet, then went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building, which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet.
You'll take this car, Cato, and follow instructions.
I park in rear of terrace and wait.
Yes. I'll go in my convertible.
Cato pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the night. Britt returned to his bedroom, and a moment later left the apartment.
I'm tired of waiting.
Pamela, if you're
starting... Britt Reed will be here, Croydon. Give him time. He had to come from the other side of the city.
He's published some pretty strong stuff against Doc Rupert. Wait till the doc hears that you and Reed are on a first-name basis.
Don't be a square. Reed means nothing to me. Oh.
Maybe that's him.
I'll see.
No, wait. Gus, you stand over there. I'll stand here. We'll both cover him when he steps through the door. You give a tip off, Pamela, and you'll regret it. Now open the door.
Britt, hello.
I came as quickly as possible.
Oh, you're a dear. Step in.
Stand still. Oh.
What's this?
Just what it looks like.
Keep him covered, Gus. I'll search him.
A double cross, huh?
Oh, Mr. Reed, you stepped right into it.
I came as you asked me to.
Yes, but I
keep
thought...
Keep your hands up.
If it's the claim check you want, it's in my vest pocket.
I have it.
What?
You needn't have had gunmen here, Pamela. I'd have given you the claim check. After all, it is yours, you know.
Has he got a gun?
Nope.
Why should I carry a gun?
There's nothing but a number on this. Where's it for?
Pamela can tell you.
But
give out, Pamela, and be quick or
it's
I'll...
the railroad station, the West End.
Thanks.
Look, that window.
Watch him, Gus. He's trying an old... Trick.
That mask. It's the Green Hornet.
Oh!
What the... Hey, Croydon!
The light!
Look out!
Oh! Cato wore the mask of the Green Hornet as he fired through the window to smash the light. An instant later, there was wild confusion in the darkness. Britt Reed went into action with his fists swinging like a sledgehammer. Cato came through the broken window and brought the Hornet's gas gun into play. Pamela fell unconscious. Then Croydon and a man called Gus.
Does it? I'll give you the mask and coat.
Oh, he's right here. I threw it through the window.
Keep an eye on those two. Better give him another shot of gas to keep him out for a time.
Yes, sir.
I'll carry Pamela into the next room. When she wakens, I'll talk to her as the Green Hornet.
Where?
Snap out of it.
That mask. The Green Hornet.
I'm after a film, and you know where it is.
But I...
Your boyfriends are out cold in the next room. You'll not kid me as you did them.
But how did you
Rupert
know?
Rupert talked in the wrong places. The film, where is it? Well, shall I get rough?
You win. It's here, beneath this mattress. Here you are.
Thanks. Now you may go back to sleep.
No. No, don't shoot me again.
Sorry, but I can't have you interfering with my escape. Have it, Cato.
Was it good?
Take the Hornet's gear and the film. Put the film in an envelope and send it to me at the office.
Would you?
I'm staying here until Pamela regains consciousness. You get going.
Oh, dear.
You'll be all right, Miss Gordon. Here, drink this.
Mr. Reed.
I opened my eyes a few minutes ago.
Those two, Croydon and Gus.
They're still unconscious in the other room. I tied them and called the police.
The police?
You tried a pretty shabby trick.
But, Mr. Reed, I thought you'd understand. I thought you'd do something. You must have understood that I was fibbing when I said I'd given you a claim check. I thought you'd know that I was helpless.
I did. And I brought that phony claim check in the hope of stalling until I could learn more about the situation. I didn't know the Green Hornet was working with you.
But he's not. He's working independently. He came here while you were unconscious. He made me give him the film.
The real one?
Yes, he has it. I couldn't bluff him.
Well, Dr. Rupert won't like that.
The police. I hear them.
They can take Croydon and Gus. I'll file charges, and you'd better back them up.
It was the following day when Lenore Case came into Britt Reed's office with a photograph in her hand.
Here it is, Mr. Reed, and it's a Lulu.
The picture that came by mail, Miss Case?
Uh-huh, by mail. Those two who are talking to Rupert in the ship's cabin are rather notorious.
Well, Derek and Tarleton. They were deported a year ago. This will cook Rupert's goose.
Hey, Reed, the woman in black is here.
Mr. Reed, I received a letter this morning. It said the film was being sent to you.
It came, and here's the picture that was on it.
Oh.
Oh, I suppose you expect the cash we agreed upon.
No, I don't. Mr. Reed, my letter came from the Green Hornet. He's the one who sent you the film, even though he might have collected thousands of dollars by selling it to Dr. Rupert. He sent it to you because the welfare of this country was at stake.
Rupert will be picked up within an hour.
I'll keep my word. I'll testify against him. I'm pretty mercenary, but if the Hornet can work for free, I guess I can. I can be as big as the Green Hornet, that's what you think.
Here, Miss Case, you know where to send this picture. Then send another copy to the composing room. We'll be ready to smash the story when the Federal Bureau gives us the go-ahead.
The Gillespie Pepper photo proves Rupert in league with enemy agents. Hornet sends film to Central. Read all about it. Girl makes murder charge. That's Gillespie Pepper.
Boys and girls, your eyes will really pop when you see the swell-looking model city that comes with the Betty Crocker cereal tray. It has all kinds of buildings, houses, and stores that you cut out and build. There are many different style houses, one-story, two-story, old-fashioned, modern, brick, all kinds. Some houses even have separate garages with automobiles. All this on just one Betty Crocker cereal tray. Still other houses, stores, and equipment come on other cereal trays. The Model City is easy to build, too. There's no pasting or gluing needed, and many slots are pre-cut. Just ask your grocer for the Betty Crocker cereal tray, the handy cereal package with all three of your breakfast favorites, Cheerios, Wheaties, and Kix. Get yours now. You've been listening to The Green Hornet, brought to you by the Betty Crocker cereal tray. The cereal assortment of individual packages of Wheaties, Cheerios, and Kix. Gosh, that jockey sure can ride. That's his fourth winner today. He's feeling his Cheerios. Yes, Cheerios, the ready-to-eat cereal made from oats. Cheerios provides full grain amounts of all the known important vitamins and minerals of oats. Gives you the kind of energy-building nourishment you need to be a winner. And Cheerios taste simply grand. Its toasted oat flavor can't be beat. So for a better breakfast, have Cheerios, the only oat cereal shaped like little letter O's. Be with us again next week at the same time when General Mills will again present The Green Hornet. This is a George W. Trendle production, directed by Charles D. Livingstone. The story was written by Fran Stryker, and the part of The Green Hornet is played by Jack McCarthy. This copyrighted feature originates in Detroit, and all characters, places, and incidents used are fictitious. Hal Neal speaking. Tomorrow night at the same time over most of these same stations, the great horse Silver helps the Lone Ranger solve a mystery in another thrill-packed adventure of the Old West. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.